Proclamation number 8634, dated the October 3rd, 1963. Historic evidence of Jesus and his act of salvation does not exist. People generally regard Jesus' death on the cross as a purely worldly event, providing they believe in his existence in the first place. They regard his death as the execution of a judgment against a troublemaker. They present him as a court case based on an offense against the authorities by the man Jesus. And these people cannot find redemption through his crucifixion either, because they don't believe that he died in atonement for a grave sin which burdens every person, and from which everyone who believes in him and his act of salvation can be released. Therefore, as long as people have no knowledge of the reasons for the act of salvation, as long as they are unaware of the immense original sin on account of which people live on earth, as long as they don't know the spiritual correlations which explain this said act of salvation by Jesus, they will not avail themselves of the blessings of this act of salvation either. They will only ever regard him as a person who supposedly had a mission, for they have no time at all for this mission. And yet it is of vital importance for a person's life on earth that he professes Jesus Christ in his act of salvation, that he tries to release himself from his immense original sin which cannot be redeemed without Jesus Christ, and thus also requires the acknowledgement of Jesus Christ in order to become free of it. And precisely the importance of it, the great significance of acknowledging Jesus as Son of God and Redeemer of the world, should make you understand why I keep enlightening you about it. This alone should explain my remarkable activity of conveying the truth from above to earth, for no historical evidence can be produced for the sequence of the crucifixion as well as for all accompanying circumstances, for Jesus' way of life on earth and his countless miracles, which any person will deny who has no knowledge of the power of the Spirit, of the power of love. People believe mere traditions which were passed on from generation to generation, which cannot be reinforced through evidence and which therefore might just as well be consigned to the realm of fantasy. But time and again people must be informed of the fact that Jesus Christ is their only salvation if they want to enter the realm of blissful happiness after Thebedee's death. They must be informed of the fact that they do not cease to exist when their body dies and that their state afterwards depends on their attitude towards Jesus Christ and his act of salvation. Faith in him is so important that everything needs to be done to make it easy for people to gain this faith. And the quickest possible way is through a truthful portrayal of his life on earth, through clarification about his mission which was not based on earthly but instead on spiritual reasons. This also requires the truthful passing on of knowledge which explains everything that preceded Jesus' act of salvation. Anyone who can be introduced to this knowledge on account of his own willingness to know the truth, will no longer doubt the extremely important mission of Jesus, the human being, and acknowledge him and his act of salvation as well as profess him to his fellow men. Admittedly, none of this knowledge can be proven to him in an earthly way, but if he accepts the teachings through the Spirit he will not doubt them. He will believe them with conviction, even without evidence, and advocate the truth of it himself. Every person's life on earth is in vain if he does not find Jesus Christ and take the path to the cross. And although it is still possible to accept him in the kingdom of the beyond, he will nevertheless lose many blessings which he could have used on earth in order to attain the childship to God, which is only possible for him on earth. In the afterlife it is often difficult to receive a little light if the soul is as stubborn as it was on earth and refuses to accept the instructions it is offered by the beings of light. For this reason, everything will still be done before the end to bestow upon people the correct understanding of Jesus Christ, wherein he can also recognize the reason for my revelations, for people cannot provide you with the true explanation. However, I will always make sure that the knowledge about Jesus and his act of salvation is preserved, and I will always correct errors, for only truth is the right light, and you will also be able to accept the truth without qualms if you desire it and appeal to me to give it to you. Amen.